The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations giving the White House credit for stopping what she believes was a potential chemical attack in Syria. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke during a House hearing on the U.N. today. Haley said President Trump's warning to the Syria regime yesterday saved the lives of innocent men, women, and children. She said after the president's warning, quote, "We did not see an incident," unquote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've worked with over 1,000 restaurants, so I know firsthand what it's like to need extra funding to buy equipment or to manage cash flow gaps. I even had to sell ownership in a restaurant because I didn't have the capital I needed at the time. With Cabbage, you don't have to be in that position. Cabbage offers lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and you'll get a decision right away. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Since Cabbage is a line of credit, you can take the exact amount you need when you need it. You never have to reapply to take additional loans, and you'll only pay for the funds you use. Cabbage has helped more than 100,000 businesses from every industry with over $3 billion in funding. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and was named the Forbes Top 100 Company twice in a row. Whether you own a restaurant or any type of small business, get started at cabbagewithak.com/owner or call 855-CABBAGE, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Two major immigration bills are coming up for a vote in Congress. Here's details.
One of the bills to be voted on in the House is called Kate's Law. It boosts penalties for illegal immigrants who try to re-enter the United States after being deported. It's named after Kate Steinle, a woman who was shot and killed in San Francisco by an illegal immigrant who had been deported and returned. The second bill, called the No Sanctuaries for Criminals Act, would toughen penalties for sanctuary cities. It would also prevent cities from getting Homeland Security or Justice Department grants if they don't comply with federal immigration orders.
A short life for a Ten Commandments monument at the Arkansas Capitol in Little Rock. Authorities say a man plowed his car into the granite monument this morning, destroying it less than 24 hours after it was installed. Arkansas Online reports the man was taken into custody. The Arkansas Secretary of State's office said they had some concerns because the monument created issues. Pictures from the scene show the monument split in two. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
The president firing away on Twitter this morning.
President Donald Trump says he's totally engaged in health care. The president took to Twitter this morning and said, quote, "Fake news media reports that suggest otherwise are wrong." He wrote, "I know the subject well and want victory for U.S. Trump also took time to again criticize what he calls the failing New York Times for writing false stories without calling to check the facts. He says the paper is a fake news joke.
A Hall of Famer being shown the door in a major shakeup in the NBA.
MSG chair Jim Dolan and Phil Jackson releasing statements that they've mutually agreed to part ways. It all happening as Jackson reportedly battled with team stars Carmelo Anthony and Kristaps Porzingis, debating one, if not both, of their futures with the team. Dolan calling Jackson one of the most celebrated and successful individuals in the history of the NBA. Jackson, whose own NBA career launched with the Knicks, says the team will always hold a special place in his heart, but was deeply disappointed he wasn't able to bring another NBA championship to the Garden. The team's general manager Steve Mills will run the day-to-day during upcoming free agency.
It's lucky someone actually caught this. A Chinese airline says they had to delay a flight for more than 5 hours on Tuesday because an elderly passenger threw coins into the engine for good luck. Another passenger happened to notice the 80-year-old woman's actions and told someone. China Southern Airlines had to conduct a full examination of the engine before it was allowed to take off from Shanghai. USA Radio News.
airport in Kiev, and its metro network all impacted. Russia's largest oil exporter also attacked. And some U.S. companies also report being impacted, among them Merck Pharmaceuticals. Assuming you can get online, you can find us at usaradio.com.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin now suing the New York Times for defamation over an editorial connecting her political action committee to the 2011 mass shooting that wounded Arizona Democrat Gabrielle Giffords. The lawsuit was filed in Manhattan federal court yesterday. An editorial the day after the shooting of the Representative Steve Scalise accused Palin of political incitement ahead of that 2011 shooting. The paper later issued a correction and an apology on Twitter, but Palin is suing anyway. The U.S. Supreme Court will be hearing New Jersey's challenge to a federal ban on sports gambling in all but four states. Tom Roberts has that story.
New Jersey wants to overturn the 1992 Sports Protection Act, which prohibits sports betting in all states except Nevada, Delaware, Montana, and Oregon. Governor Chris Christie is pushing for the change to help New Jersey's economy. Legal experts say a victory could pave the way for legal betting in other states. The high court is expected to take up the case later this year.
And it's a social media milestone. More than a fourth of all the people on the planet are now on Facebook. CEO Mark Zuckerberg announcing yesterday that 2 billion people use Facebook at least once a month. And remember, as we like to remind you, you can find us online when you're not Facebooking at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.HunterdonChamberRadio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Well, at TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a...
Oh, there's a little bit of that, but it's still, I'm very close to everybody because there's 25 of us, you know, and many of the people have been with me for years and years and years, which is wonderful, of course. But yeah, it's
63 on Sunday night. Monday, chance of showers before 9 a.m., patchy fog. Otherwise, sunny with a high of 79 and then partly cloudy Monday night with a low of 61, partly sunny with a high of 78 on Tuesday, which is my birthday. So I'm making everybody listen a little longer. I wanted to see what was going to happen on the 20th. So it looks like it's going to be a nice day. So anyway, welcome to our show. We're going to go to a real quick break. We have a very special guest in studio today. Her name is Ann Thornton, and she is the president of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, with many different accolades and awards. And she's going to tell us what they do as soon as we get back. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening in.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome to the show. We're laughing in here, studio, here, talented people inside the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station, which is going to be moving soon enough down to Main Street, Flemington, into a historical building that's so incredibly beautiful. And part of that's being redone by MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. We have the president, Ann Thornton, in studio today. Thanks for coming, Ann.
Oh, my pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about what do you guys do over there at MSI Plumbing and Remodeling? I know that you've got, you know, years of being in the area and just such a great reputation.
Thank you. We've been in business 30 years, and we actually started in business here as a property management company, which we still do. It's a separate company, but it's managing condo associations and office buildings. Mm-hmm. And so we still do that, and I have a partner that runs that division. And out of that really grew, you know, our maintenance company. All of a sudden you're managing a property and, you know, somebody needs a dumpster enclosure latch fixed. You know what I mean? And you can't find one carpenter to come do that. So we hired a part-time guy literally, you know, 30 years ago. And now we have 25 employees, 10 carpenters, 4 plumbers, you know, tile guys, painters, et cetera. It just grew over the years.
That's amazing. It really is such an accomplishment to have 25 employees, you know, as a woman-owned business, too.
It's a big job to have 25 employees. Because I would think that, you know, as your business, if you were at 50 or 100 and you're the owner, there would be some middle management levels. Mm-hmm. But at 25, it's still, you know, there's a little bit of that, but it's still, I'm very close to everybody because there's 25 of us, you know, and many of the people have been with me for years and years and years, which is wonderful, of course. But yeah, it's the employee issues when you own a small business are always one of the most important things that you deal with. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you want them to do a great job. You want them to treat your customers well and, you know, all of those things. And it's a constant training because we want to give the highest quality work, you know, to our customers that we can. And it's a business decision to be the best you can, too, the first time you go out. Because if you have to come back out the second time, you've just lost money. You know what I mean? If your guy didn't do it right the first time, mm-hmm. and now Mrs. Smith calls you because, wait, that's it, the leak is still leaking. Okay, well, whatever money you made on that first trip, you've now lost. So, you know, we always are, it's like, you know, measure twice, cut once, you know, kind of mentality is that you really stop, think. Because it's funny, I mean, we have so many different trades under our roof, but plumbing in particular, it's like a, and I'm not a plumber, but I'm around it all the time. It's like a big jigsaw puzzle. So you really, when the guys get to your house, you have a mystery leak. Well, it's a mystery to you. It's a mystery to him, you know, until he starts looking, asking, thinking, you know, crawling through whatever in your house to figure it out. So plumbers in particular are really puzzle solvers. Mm-hmm. And it's very complicated. I mean, you know, they go to school for 4 years. It's a big test that, you know, they have to be recertified, take more education, because water is so important to us. And it needs to be handled by professionals who know what they're doing.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm just picturing myself when you have a leak. When we call a plumber, I never thought about how do they figure out where it's coming from. I mean, like you said, they have to look at everything and then
Because sometimes what you
not
think
have to come back again the second day.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, we try to educate our customers. There are certainly things that they can do in their own home to kind of mitigate or avoid disasters. The biggest thing is the washing machine hoses. Mm-hmm. To replace your washing machine hoses, and we only work with one brand, and they're called Flood Check, and you can only buy them online. You can't even buy them at Home
really?
Depot. People
wow.
even this like the steel braided hoses mm-hmm. can burst and will burst.
I'm just getting ready to put in my washer and dryer, by the way.
Oh, well, then you want to go online and get the Flood Check hoses or ask your plumber
flood
to provide.
Check.
Flood Check. And it's Flood and then C-H-E-K. And
why is it that
because
you
they've never had a failure.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They were invented by a guy in a condo high-rise in Honolulu, like 20, 30 years ago. You know, because think about it. If your washing machine hose bursts in a condo high-rise, right, it trickles down 20 floors or whatever. And he's built this business.
That
and,
would be
yeah,
a total
so,
disaster.
Yeah, yeah. So multiple unit buildings, you know, mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, you know, will have requirements that mm-hmm. everybody's washing machine hose has to be this kind of washing machine hose. Because we have literally are just finishing a job for a former professional football player who has a place in Chester.
Really?
Yeah. They were gone. They have a place in Florida, and they were gone in January. They, you know, back and forth. And they had a failure on a second floor. And it was a $150,000 insurance claim because it sat there for, you know, a week or so before anybody came home. And people just don't realize that, you know, that those washing machine hoses are under constant pressure. And when it goes, it goes. If you're not home, then you're going to come home to a swimming pool in your basement. And people have done that.
Right. I was going to say, yeah. Is that one of the most popular calls that you get?
Oh, yeah. We get a lot. Yes. That and ice maker hoses.
Ice maker hoses.
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they'll burst, too. Wow. So, yeah, there's like, you know, but for the, you know, so you try to do what you can to avoid these things, which leads me into my weekly posts that I do on my Facebook page, et cetera, called Maintenance Mondays.
Oh, let's hear.
Yeah. So every Monday on the MSI Facebook, I post a blurb, you know, that talks about something you can do for your house, something to, you know, make it better or to keep something bad from happening to you or to prolong the life of a certain, you know, a water heater or this or that in your home. You know, everything from just, you know, if you have a garbage disposal and it's got a funky smell, you know, you can put lemon rind and crushed ice down it.
Really?
And it'll, you know, clean up the smell. There's little things like that. So
I love these tips. Wait, we have to stay back for the break. We're going to go to our first break.
Okay.
It's already 3:13, if you can believe it. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and our guest is Ann Thornton. She's the president of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. And we have a lot to talk to you about. She's won some special recognitions recently, and also they have a nonprofit and an initiative, Hunters Helping the Hungry, that we're going to tell you about. Tis the season. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Sisters. All right, yes, we're sisters. Here in the studio here, talented people. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and our guest is Ann Thornton, and we're having a really nice time. She was talking about, for one, every Monday she does kind of a blog. You can find it online at the Facebook page for MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, and it's called Maintenance Mondays. And there are all kinds of little insider tips and so things to know from the person who's the president of the plumbing and remodeling company. So tell us your favorite blogs and tips.
Sure. Well, this is a really great one because the implications of it are so serious. For years, plumbers had to use an acetylene torch to get pipes put together.
Okay.
Okay, they would weld them together. Mm-hmm. And so you can imagine, torches start fires.
Right, right.
That fire in Edgewater, New Jersey that took out 600 apartments or whatever that was a year mm-hmm. and a half ago, mm-hmm. that was started by a plumber with an acetylene pipe.
Oh, God.
Yes, it was.
I did not know that.
Right. So there's a technology that came out about 10 years ago that we have utilized since. It's expensive to buy the equipment. It's called the press technology, and what it is, there's no torch of any kind, and it's these jaws basically that press the pipe, the metal together, and create the seal in that way instead of using a torch. So, you know, when you have your plumber, if he or she are working on any kind of pipes in your home. Here's a tip. Ask them, how do they sweat pipes? Do they use a torch or do they use the ProPress or some, you know, press fitting technology? Because it's a safety. It's, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a big deal.
I was thinking even about do-it-yourself or people around.
Yeah.
Use a blowtorch. I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
right?
Probably not. You'd be really careful when you're doing that. Yeah.
I don't think
The other thing that we're really into at MSI is, of course, water. And we offer services for water conditioning. Mm-hmm. And because we're in Hunterdon County and we're not in New York City, so many people here are on wells. Mm-hmm. They don't get municipal water. So it's actually scary when you start reading about what's in your water. It really is. And everybody on a well, all the townships, most of the townships work with this local nonprofit organization called the Raritan Headwaters. It's raritanheadwaters.org. And at MSI, we work with them every year, and we're a collection place for Clinton Township for water testing through them. In other words, they bring us all the kits and everything, and people come and purchase it, and they charge a reduced price mm-hmm. for town, and they encourage it throughout the county. So mm-hmm. there's testing, and you can just do it through
them,
too.
How often are you supposed to do that?
Well, you should test annually for nitrates and coliform.
Whoops.
Yeah. But, you know,
I think it has been quite a long time.
You live
time.
By Ringo's, right?
Yeah,
there's
we
lot
have
of,
only wells.
And you have a lot of arsenic in your area.
Oh, thanks.
A lot
Great.
Of arsenic. I'm not kidding.
No, I'm sure you're right.
Yeah.
So
water conditioning is a big deal. I would highly encourage you to reach out to Raritan Headwaters. Ask, you know, to go to their website. They have a very comprehensive website, and to get your water tested.
What's like the process with that? I see you have them readily available. People can go in and get the kits at your
for this
MSI
week,
for
yes,
you guys.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. You can do that this week for Clinton Township, and other people can come too. But they work with the nonprofit RaritanHeadwaters.org. They usually work with the municipality, and they mm-hmm. set it up at the municipal building. Mm-hmm. But Clinton Township is a large facility, and we actually saw them do a presentation at a Rotary Club. Mm-hmm. And my partner said, gosh, you know, MSI is located right on Route 31 between Clinton and Flemington. Very easy to get to. You know, water is our thing.
Right.
We would love to serve as a collection area. So it's the first time they had ever actually partnered with a for-profit organization, which I am a for-profit organization.
Right. Well,
but, you know, trying to do what we can, too, for the environment, et cetera,
yeah.
and for our customers. And so this is the second year that we've done it. This week, this very week, is when we're doing it in Clinton Township. So I think about 30 people have come by and picked up the kits. But they do it in all the townships. So check with Raritan Headwaters. Get your water tested annually. I mean, you can spend $60 for the nitrates and the coliform test, which is the basic and should be done annually, and then everything else is an add-on. You can test for bacteria. You can test for chemicals from pesticides. You can. Mm-hmm. There's different ways to, you know, UV lights. There's filters. There's that. First, you have to ascertain what
the problem
is in the water,
yeah.
and then you put together the water conditioning package that treats all of those things, and which is, you know, something that we specialize in as well. And we've always done it, but the last couple years, we've really gotten into it just because it's so important.
Right.
And when you see the testing, once we got involved with the Headwaters, and you see that, you know, and I know that there are kids and families drinking this water all over Rutherford County that they possibly didn't test and don't know what they have. So,
and
to me, that's
really
very important.
I mean, I am in East Amwell, but Hunterdon County, there's so many wells, like you say.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
so
I guarantee you that we're not thinking about once a year, because it's like I need to put it with my batteries to change
exactly,
the, like,
exactly.
You know, the smoke.
And, you know, $60 for the basic test for the coliform and the nitrate. So, you know, $60 is not a lot of pay.
Right.
Not a lot to pay for that kind of information.
Absolutely.
And then the other ones you can do, you know, at longer intervals, but mm-hmm. you know, if you're interested, you know, definitely reach out to Raritan Headwaters. It's a great organization. I mean, their job is to not only try to protect the waters in our region, but also they get all this information and chart it. They have interns like coming from Rutgers into computer models, because, you know, water underground is traveling all over, right? These aquifers are everywhere. Mm-hmm. So if something gets tainted here, then you see it tainted up. So they're charting all this really valuable historical information to the water that's under us right here in Hunterdon County. So it's a really great group. So that's a big tip I'd like to leave today is, if you're on a well, get your water tested.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And don't forget to be reminded to do it once a year.
Yeah.
That's another tip in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
I did not know that. Tell us more about, like, Maintenance Mondays as to what you've been doing and where you're expecting to take Maintenance Mondays.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been doing them every Monday. So that would be 52 in a year, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I try to cover all different parts of your house, you know, whether it's the roof or to do, and sometimes they're just interesting, funny ones. I've got, you know, that famous plumbing quotes, you know, Albert Einstein is known to have said, if I had my life to live over again, I'd be a plumber. You know, that's pretty funny when you think about it. So, you know, I even try to do little things like that too. But with the Maintenance Mondays, I'm hoping to develop that, or I will be developing that into a book, with just to speak to people about not only what they can do in their home to protect its value, and to make things last longer, but also, you know, everything about hiring contractors, working if you need permits, you know, all those kinds of things that we deal with daily.
That is so necessary.
Yes.
People out there, I'm listening, I'm sure, are going to be so excited about it, because that's just everyday life. And who do you go to? Usually just call someone and they're going to charge you.
Right.
And you don't even know what they're doing.
You know, I'm going to tell you a funny story, because I have this somebody I met years ago at a women's group when I first got out here in 86. It was just a loosely knit group that we called Carpe Diem. Mm-hmm. And this woman was a young accountant. She just got out of college. And she went to work. Whoops. She went to work for a big accounting firm around here. And over the years, she became, I mean, she's like the only woman on there, but she's really, really an important woman on this really big accounting firm. And I had lunch with her a couple months ago, and I was telling her this idea about the Maintenance Mondays in the book. And she goes, you know, when someone comes to me, she has all these people that report to her, important person, blah, blah, blah. When someone comes to me with a, you know, an issue, my employee or whatever, I'm like, okay, you do this. Okay, did you think of this? Did you do this? Do this? She says, if I get home and my water heater isn't working, I turn into blubbery, sexy girl. Hi, I was wondering if you could come over and look at my water heater. You know, she said she felt like a total idiot.
Right.
Because she had no idea what to even ask or look for.
Right.
Or what was going on. And she felt like she would be taken advantage of. So she would turn on this kind of, you know, this helpless female, can you come over and help me kind of thing. And she was embarrassed by it, you know. She said, a book like yours would really maybe help me
before I
make the phone call. I can look and go, did I look at this? Did I check this? Did I check that? So we'll see. I'm going to be working on that over the next few months.
That's so exciting. And I'm serious. Like, the reason I think it's so cool, too, is that I've had people who have even been, like, tenants and so on. And, I mean, I've actually seen where they would throw vacuums out because they didn't realize there was a bag to change. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
We don't know about plumbing. We women and a lot of men do not have a clue.
Oh, yes.
And it's so interesting to learn. And a lot of those tips that you, like, say, they could actually help preserve the length of long it can operate.
And actually coming back to the water conditioning for a minute, because of minerals and such and that's in well water. Oh my gosh, it affects the longevity of your water heater, your dishwasher, your coffee machine, your refrigerator ice maker.
That's,
I mean, all of that is affected.
Like, what?
And what about your faucets? All the gunk in your faucets. And so water conditioning will certainly make the life of all your appliances in your house less longer, for sure.
I can't wait until that book is here. And I love the fact that you're going to be setting up and people can start to check on Facebook to see when you're having events throughout the year on the Monday maintenance.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing next year quarterly on a Monday, pick four Mondays over the four quarters next year and do an event at my office, a maintenance Monday event, and maybe do different trades, you know, do a plumber, do a carpenter, do an electrician, do a mason, something like that, where my customers and people who are interested can come and get their answers, you know, bring their pictures. This is what my thing looks like.
That is
this,
so cool.
You know, and I'll tell you what, that has really changed my business is smartphones and photos.
Really?
They can be on a roof and they can, you know, he can, whatever, take a picture and send it to his boss and go, what do you think? Should I do this? Should I do that? Oh my gosh, the pictures. I mean, same thing with it. Cause it's very, my guys are very technical. This equipment is, you know, whether it's a carpenter or a plumber. Particularly the plumbers, you know, they have to look, they have to get parts. I mean, it's just changed how we do business. Definitely.
Well, you know, it's interesting on your lineup, if you're going to do it over the, you know, the quarters, you could also kind of tie the themes into what's going on with the seasons. That
yes,
you might have
absolutely.
The most
over that. Well, and the maintenance
That's
Mondays are
so
kind
cool.
of, are seasonal too.
Yeah.
They're seasonal the way that they're presented, you know. Yeah. Oh, there's a million. There's going to be a million. How many million Mondays are there?
You should like the page on Facebook, really, to keep in touch. If you're interested in this kind of stuff, which I am, like, seriously, totally into it. I'm so excited to have you here. Before we go to our next break, which is only about a minute away, or actually we'll make a couple minutes out of it, tell us about your, you know, the hunters helping the hungry.
Okay. My husband's name is Les Giese, and he, in our business, runs our property management company. And he's an avid hunter. And 17 years ago, he and a couple guys locally started, he had seen a group in Virginia. He'd been down there, or Kentucky somewhere. And he had seen this group that someone had put together to help, you know, to help with the extra deer that can be brought in a hunting season to try to get that into the food bank system. So Les and a couple of these guys started this nonprofit group called Hunters Helping the Hungry. And I think the first year, you know, they donated maybe 500 pounds of meat or it wasn't obvious. I mean, it sounds like a lot. And now, 17 years later, we've served over 1 million meals. They raise money because what happens is the hunters many times will even pay to have it butchered and then have it at a reduced price. So if they're just getting it butchered for themselves, they pay one price. If they say, put this deer into the Hunters Helping the Hungry program, then they pay a reduced price. So the butchers who participate are really great because
That's
they'll
so
do it
great.
For a reduced price,
right?
Which helps our group, right? And then we also do fundraisers. They do a skeet shoot. food. They do a fishing trip. And then people just donate money. You know, churches donate money. People donate money because it's important.
Right.
And we have fed over, I think it's almost 1.5 million meals to New Jersey's hungry people through the food bank system, through Norwest Cap and, you know, all the different food bank systems throughout the state. So it's a wonderful program. MSI, we do provide all the administrative support, gratis. I mean, there's no paid people. This is just a nonprofit with no paid people, just all volunteers.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah. So,
and you guys, you know, you've just been recognized and nominated for a very, very special award for the philanthropy work, right?
Yeah. New Jersey.
I love the program.
Yeah. And actually, after a couple of years after it got started, they even were able to get the state of New Jersey involved. So some of the money that goes with from hunting licenses, it's put into the program too. So it's, you know, it's sanctioned by
That's
the state of
huge.
New Jersey.
Wow.
All the butchers are sanctioned by the Food and Drug Administration and all that stuff. They have to be, you know, have all the right licenses in order to participate and stuff. But New Jersey Monthly does an annual awards program they call the Great Oak Awards. And it's by size category of business. And it's based on all the philanthropy that your business does. So MSI, because of our work with Hunters Helping the Hungry and the Women's Business Forum and the Chamber and Rotary and all the different things that we've been involved in all these years, we were nominated and we're a finalist. And in our site, we're not competing against AT&T. We're competing against other companies that have 25 or 30 or 40, you know, probably I think less than 50 employees. And so on Monday night at the Palace, which I've never been to, but Chris was
You've
just telling me.
You've never been to the Palace?
No, I don't get out of Hunterdon County. Yeah. Chris says it's really nice.
We had an event there last
year. Okay.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
And anybody out there who's been there knows it's
okay. Well, I'm excited.
Really,
yeah.
Really,
really nice. Well, it's a big deal,
yeah.
This thing on Monday night. So it's one of those things where, yes, everybody shows up and if we win, we'll win right there. So I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But even just being nominated was, you know, was really awesome because
so rewarding.
Yeah. And again, just, you know, the simple and think about, I mean, for those people listening who live in Hunterdon County, we all know about the deer problem. And by the way, since we're talking about that, let me just say that we are heading into the next 3 months. There will be more car accidents caused by the deer than the rest of the year. So people beware. Just beware. Be looking for them, thinking about them, because they are on the move. And the, you know, insurance industry will tell you this is the worst time for the car accidents. So really be careful out there.
Thoughtful of you.
Right. And that's why we'd like to get them off the roads before they get by the deer and into
perfect.
The food bank system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if someone were interested in being a hunter, what would they have to do to get involved?
Well, the easiest thing to do would be to go to huntershelpingthehungry.org. And all they have to do is kill a deer and take it to one of the butchers that's on the list. And
that is
say,
so great. I love hearing about ideas that come that are very, like, you know, it's just an it was a solution. It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
And now it's got almost 20 years behind it, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a great program, and we're really proud of it.
I am so excited to see what happens on Monday
night.
Yeah,
me too.
Let us know.
I'll
right
be texting
away.
Everybody. We won. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
No, so great. All right. Well, so let's move a little bit into you. You've had so much going on over the last couple of years that you've been so active in the community. I was reading about even you were named Women Business and Community Leader of the Year by the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. And that's like the beginning of all kinds of accolades and so on. Tell us about what's going on with you right now. And we do want to listen to an interview that Peter Pretzman over at NJBIA and you had. So we'll wait till after you tell us a little bit about what you've been up to.
Okay. In addition to, you know, running the business every day, I do try to get out and do a lot of community events because I love to do it. And I love to speak and teach. You know, I'm a former teacher and a former counselor, so the human interaction I really value a lot. And then I did get involved with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. I met Michelle Sukerka, who's the new executive director, president of that, first woman president of that organization, that very storied 100-year-old organization, and I got invited to be on the committee for their upcoming leadership summit, which is September 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In Hanover, at the Hanover Marriott. And which is going to be an exciting event. I mean, you were there last year, right? See, I wasn't there last year. I just saw the video. But I'm very excited to go. And I know last year they were expecting 100. They got 300.
That
and I think
crazy.
This year we're probably going to get, 500 or
yeah.
something. So we've got some dynamite speakers lined up. And so I've been involved in that kind of on a statewide basis. There's always – when you have a small business – it's all, at least the way we do it, it's all consuming. It's your life. And my kids are grown up and gone now, so all my time is spent on the business.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes the business finds you. And so I want to mention to everybody that Ann Thornton, president of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling in Hunterdon County, has actually, you were one of the nominees of the 25 leading women entrepreneurs and business owners of 2016 in the entire state of New Jersey.
Yes, it's actually not a nominee, it's a designation.
It's a designation.
The other one is nomination.
Honored.
Yes, I am.
I wrote. That's a big deal.
Apparently that is a big deal. Yeah.
All of what you're doing is that's
yeah.
why you're here today.
But, yeah, yeah.
Just tell us, how does it feel? I mean,
it feels wonderful. Having been in business so long, it really is. It's funny because, when you've been in business 30 years like I have, some people will say to me, aren't you ready to retire? And I'm like, no. I mean, I have been, everything I've been working for the last 30 years has prepared me for now, and literally my husband and I, because we're in business together, we kept our business quite small when our children were small because we were older parents, and our thing has always been, that this business is here to serve the family. The family is not here to serve the business. So, once the family was grown up, right, then the business does become kind of, and we've really grown in the last, 6-7 years since the kids went off to college, graduated college, that kind of stuff. And I'm more excited about the business now probably because I'm more focused on it. I was focused on the kids and I was focused on the Rotary exchange students that I kept over the years. I was focused on whatever, I was focused on the business, but not like now. And mm-hmm. I feel like I've got the experience. I've got everything. It's like, why would I retire now? Everything that I have worked for is sitting in front of me. And I have a great staff of people that allows me to actually take more vacation I've ever been able to take before too. So yeah, I'm like in the best place because I feel like
that's so inspiring.
Yeah.
I have to say, just sitting here watching you, I'm thinking, wow, my birthday's coming up next week. I'm like, oh, I was always wondering what it was going to feel like to be in the a little bit older mm-hmm. and deciding what you're going to do mm-hmm. with your world.
Right.
And it's kind of cool. You're like,
absolutely. Oh yeah. So.
And I love what you were saying about everything that you've ever done has put you right where you are right now.
Absolutely.
Now you can just enjoy all of it.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel. It's been a tumultuous first 6 months because I had some pretty serious employee issues mm-hmm. at senior levels that people come in and go for whatever reason. I mean, that happens in business. But to replace and to train and, it takes so much of my time to do that right. But now all those people are in place and I feel really great about the team and everything is awesome at the business.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, let's go to our break real quick. It's already 3:37 on September 14th. We hope you're enjoying our conversation. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and our guest is Ann Thornton, and she's the president of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, sharing with us all kinds of inspirational information and some tips even on some plumbing, and then also sharing with us some of the awards and announcements that are being made about both herself and her company. So we're going to go to our quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, and thanks for listening in.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, so we're back here at Talented People. It's already 3:40 in the afternoon. Hope you're just enjoying this season. I mean, it's like back to school. Everybody, you know, laughs and says, you know, yay, the kids are back and whatever. But it is gorgeous out, and it's already almost the end of the summer. But we're just enjoying it as we can. Our guest, Ann Thornton, here in studio, president of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, has actually been honored recently as one of the leading women entrepreneur and business owners 2016 in the state of New Jersey. And you can look for information on her in New Jersey Monthly. It's going to be coming out in the fourth quarter, I believe. She's been named other, like many different things along the way, including named Women Business and Community Leader of the Year by the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. And then her company has been supporting the Hunters Helping the Hungry, which she was telling you about, and we'll find out if they actually receive that award on Monday night after they announce them. But I wanted to let you know, she was talking about also being on the committee for the Women's Leadership Summit that the NJBIA is having this month, and she's very active as a speaker. So if you're sitting out there and you want to listen, if you heard her sharing some really great tips on, you know, plumbing and so on, and she's got so much more as far as being inspirational, just get in touch, because she does speak and is very inspiring to everyone. So listen to here. I'm going to let you listen to an interview on the importance of gender diversity in the C-suite with Peter Pretzman from NJBIA with Ann Thornton.
Hey, is Ann Thornton, the president of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling. And Ann, you more than most can speak to the importance of having gender diversity in the C-suite.
I think so, just because the way I've built my company, and I'm in a non-traditional world of business with plumbing and remodeling, I think it's been a large part of our success is the talent and the kind of the compassion and the things that I bring as a woman to my business every day.
What is the best way to encourage women to strive for the C-suite?
That's a good question. Well, personally, I really like to be in control of things. So I think that if you recognize that in yourself as a young woman, that you like control and that you know how to plan, those are the basic things that a person, whether you're really a woman or a man, need to be a successful leader. Because you have to be able to not only think about what something could be, you have to be able to say, step back and say, all right, how do I build? What do I need to do to get to that point? And that's something I've tried to do my whole career. I started out as a teacher and a counselor. So I brought those skills into what I do every day with my employees, of course. But I think that the wanting to really be in control and manage something to the end. That's how I feel about my business every day, is that I get to look at all parts of it and figure out how we're going to get there, and then assemble the team that's going to help us get there. And that's what a leader does every day.
In 2016, I think we've I'll figure we've come a very long way. But still, there is a significant distance to travel. Why do you think that still is?
Yes, I would agree wholeheartedly with you. And it's funny because even in my position as the president of my company, I sometimes feel that I might be inadequate in another business environment. I think, you know, just sometimes inherently we women aren't as confident as we need to be, even though we're told. We tell our young girls, we tell our adolescents, we tell our teenage girls, and they, with everything else they're being told in the world, sometimes they just don't get the message. And I think that as adult women, we have to try a lot harder to make sure that young women in junior high, high school, and then really into college learn that it's okay to want to strive for the best and be the best and do everything you can to do that, because it just brings such joy. At least for me, it's brought a lot of joy to my life.
What is the number one tip you can offer young women to number one, encourage them, but also number two, to help them attain their dreams of getting to that level?
I think it really starts, too, with a lot of, believe it or not, research. Even at this stage of my life, I do a lot of research. I read a lot. I read as much as I can get my hands on, whether I see it on Facebook or on a news site or a book or whatever, a magazine. I think it's so important. It brings me so many new ideas. Because when you're running your own gig like I am, sometimes you can get like this, and I don't want to be like this because I know that I'm missing opportunities. So I think the number one thing I would tell someone that wanted to build a business or build a career is to stay informed in areas that may not even mean something to you. You know, like I said, I was a counselor. Well, I still get Psychology Today magazine, you know, 30-year subscriber, and I learned something from that. My son is an archaeologist. I sent him that magazine because I don't want him to be just focused on, you know, his world. So that would be the tip, would be to gain as much information so that you are ready and open for opportunities when they come your way.
Ann Thornton, president of MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, thank you very much. And we'd also like to remind you all to join us at the Women's Business Leaders Forum on September 23rd at the Hanover Marriott in Morris County. You can register at njbia.org.
Love NJBIA, and I love Peter Foretzman, and that was really great.
Thank you.
You were able to share that with us today. Thank you.
Yeah, they just posted it. So we did it a couple months ago, and they just posted it today, so it was nice to see.
Yeah. How does it feel like to be actually kind of like on the committee there and to be able to share that information, like when you're opening up doors for women in leadership? And tell us some of the things you've learned about it over the year in addition to that conversation.
Well, I really loved going down to Trenton for the big committee meeting, because it was, you know, I'm out here in Hunterdon County, and, you know, we kind of live in our own little world out here in Hunterdon. And for most people who are listening probably don't know me, but I'm not from New Jersey. I'm not from Hunterdon. I don't have any relatives here. I didn't go to school here. So, you know, so I don't know anybody else in the state, you know. I mean, I don't have college friends here, any of that. So so to get out of Hunterdon and to get down to Trenton to the NJBIA's big, beautiful new building was really great. They had like probably 30 or 40 women from across the state on this. So I got to see people, such a cross-section that we miss out here in Hunterdon sometimes, just because of the nature of, you know, how where we live geographically. Mm-hmm. So it was really great to see so many women in so many different areas come together to try to put this, you know, day together, because this stuff is important, people. I mean, we're still not making the money that men make. I mean, it's ridiculous that these activities just, you know, are perpetuated, especially, I'm sure, in corporate America. Now, I'm a small business owner. I'm the boss of my world. Mm-hmm. So I know it's a completely different world than if I worked for somebody and had four bosses above me and 50,000 people in my company. You know, that's not my world. I understand mm-hmm. that. But believe me, I can look at that world and I can see how scary it must be for a lot of women, because it is so tough to navigate and to, you know, it's like all the stuff that's going on in politics. It's just being a woman out there. It's, you know, you can't be this or you can't, or you're that. Or if you're this, you're that. Or, you know, it's like, really? I just want to be me.
Right.
I just want you to listen to
right.
me. And, you know, I mean, even in my world, mm-hmm. I have a lot of male employees over the years. And, you know, some of them can't even look me in the face. They can't even take a direction from a woman, you know. So there's a lot of learning that needs to take place. There's a lot of education. There's a lot of, you know, people have to open up to that. Because
what are they talking? I totally agree with you. And I know I'm the driver of my own world, too. So yeah. I understand. I have had a very short stint in a...
Me too, in a corporate world. Me too, 3 years.
And I give everybody, one of my best friends has been one of the biggest companies for over 30 years mm-hmm. and has been able to walk that line and play the game or mm-hmm. whatever. I'm like, oh my God. So what are they saying about those types of people? Like when you're listening in as knowing that we're entrepreneurs and we are our own bosses and so on, we manage people. What are they trying to do to help get
Yes. Well, they're trying to bring younger women into the fold, which is really the most important thing. Mm-hmm. To give them mentors, to give them some of this education, and to give them, you know, techniques and ways and things that they can actually do to think about. It's similar to kind of what my presentation was at the Rowland Inn for, you know, some of the things that you can actually do in a meeting to put yourself into the leadership role.
Go ahead, share some, 'cause that was great when you did that.
Yeah, I mean, simple things like women are, you know, most women are very organized. Not all, but of course, most women are very organized because we run everybody's lives. Mm-hmm. Try to.
Right.
And so we walk into a meeting. And I'll be the first one to do it. I'll have my notepad. I'll be ready to take the notes because I'm very organized. I have lists and I get things done. Well, if you walk into a corporate meeting, and there's a mixture of men, and mostly men, some women probably is how most of those rooms look
right.
most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that if you walk in there with this piece of paper, that all of a sudden now you've become, in their mind, oh, you're the admin person. You're not the policy, intellectual thinking person. Oh, you're the admin person. Well, you know, in their world, that's a lower level.
Right.
And so just that little technique of not doing that. Mm-hmm. And if you need to take notes, put it on your phone. Everybody's mm-hmm. impressed if you're putting stuff on your phone mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, be prepared.
Right,
and,
right, right.
You know, mm-hmm. and just little things like that. And, you know, positioning yourself in a meeting, how you talk to people. And here's the funny part about all this. I love all this stuff because I love human behavior. I, you know, like I said, I have a master's in counseling. I love to dissect people, et cetera. But, gosh, it's 2016, and women, we have to think strategically about our behavior just to get on equilibrium with the men in the world mm-hmm. that they're not thinking about their behavior. And I hate to be I don't mean to be a generalist because,
right.
believe me, I know plenty of men who are – feminists who believe in women, who have daughters and wives, who are successful and want that. But, you know, a lot of them don't.
Right.
And so when you run into those, then you have to be prepared with techniques and tricks, whatever it takes to position you on the same level.
Right, right.
And those are things, little things that women need to learn.
Especially in the corporate world.
Especially in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. But like I said, even in my world, you know, it's amazing to me that, you know, I'm the boss mm-hmm. and how sometimes men will speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, yeah, that didn't last long.
So, I would bet not.
Right.
Yeah.
But like you, I mean, I know, believe me, I know my world is so different than corporate women.
Right.
And, you know, which is why the policies need to come down from the top in corporations like that. That, you know, you have to set that tone and that policy and what's acceptable and what's not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly,
the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I think we're going to get at least very close, and I think we're going to get it over the line.
President Trump expressing his optimism that a great health care plan will come out of the Republican-led Congress. Trump said today at the White House, Obamacare is a headache, a nightmare, and a health care law that's dying. Trump noted the situation in the Senate is tight, but he says he thinks the bill will get over the finish line after the July 4th recess, Republican leaders delaying the vote because the votes were not there to get it done before the holiday. The White House also announcing today the president's accepted an invitation from French President Emmanuel Macron to visit the country. The visit is set for Bastille Day in mid-July. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said the White House needs credit for stopping a potential chemical attack in Syria. Her comments come after the White House issued a statement saying the Syrian regime would pay a high price if they went through with another chemical attack. USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to